farm plant growth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it then.
Yeah, that's what we have around our house. A lot of those.
A lot of different plants.
Yeah,
vines,
the ravines, yeah.
A lot of vines and briars. Yeah, and what
pretty much of them. When the rain has cut out a channel across the road or field, you call that place a blank.
A washout? No.
Or a, you know, just a plain old word beginning with G. It's a channel cut by erosion in a road or field.
Gully.
Gully, that's it. Okay. What's a small bit of fresh water flowing along? Just flowing along.
Spring.
Or a, we just went over this, I don't know why I have it again. It's kind of like a stream. It's a small freshwater stream.
Creek.
Ever heard the terms stream, brook, run, branch?
Brook, I've heard brook and branch.
Yeah, what's the difference between a brook and a branch and a creek?
A brook and branch is a smaller of them.
Uh-huh.
And a creek is larger.
What about stream? What would it
be? Streams can be even larger.
Yeah. Would rivulets, say, be larger?
A rivulet is usually some small stream going into a larger one.
Oh, I see. What about a river? It's a lot larger.
River's a lot larger, and it has little streams coming into it all the time.
What are the names of the stream around the neighborhood here?
The East Nile Creek is here.
Yeah.
And it's in this area, and then we have the Tupelo River.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nearest river to us. And on the other side, if we're going the other direction, it would be... I can think of the Chattahoochee River, I guess, because I grew up near it.
Yeah, out of the hills.
At Chattahoochee, and out of the hills of Harrison, through the valleys of Holly. Chattooga, there are several small streams.
Uh-huh. What about the creek that runs behind my house that used to run by Leo Park?
What'd you call it?
The Sewage Creek.
Sewage Creek, is
yeah.
That right?
Used to go wait. Swimming in there, uh-huh. Water moccasins.
Really? That's terrible. They've cleared it now, though, haven't they?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Used to be a mess. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
Hills.
Hills. Is there anything smaller?
Rises? I don't know.
Rises? What about knobs or knolls?
Knolls.
What do you call it if it's just a little larger than that?
Mountain.
So if you had to say take mountain, knoll, and hill and arrange them in order in ascending order, how would you do it?
I would say hill, knoll, mountain.
Okay, what about knob?
Knob is a...
Bigger, smaller?
I would think it'd be a part of a mountain. A knob would be.
Makes sense. Okay, what do you call it if it is very large, much higher than a hill? We've already... Curry Blank.
Curry Mountain.
Okay. Uh-huh. The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp is called...
Ledge.
Or...
Cliff.
Cliff, okay. What's the plural of that?
Cliffs.
Okay. Of the mountains where the road goes along in a low place, what you would call a blank?
Valley
or a Cumberland
gap.
Or ever heard it called anything else?
Ridge.
Yeah, Donner Blank. Donner Pass.
Pass.
Yeah, ever heard it called a notch or anything? What do you call the thing where boats stop and upon which freight's unloaded?
A barge harbor.
The thing where Hamilton Jordan got called, the disco was called blank something, I think.
Oh, that's not in my vocabulary. What would you call it?
Pier something?
Pier. Yeah, I guess that's
you ever
pier.
Wharf?
War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pier or wharf?